there. How can I help you?
Holly glitter pants.
And tinsel twinkle toes.
Here to see Jingle Muck Jolly Socks.
Perfect. Please take a seat and I will let Jingle know that you are here.
Oh, spit spot, Miss Mistletoe. No need to be so formal with Holly and tinsel. It's good to see you again, friends. Come on in.
Well, after you, Holly.
Oh, yes. Spit spot, tinsel.
Please, please, take a seat. I'm so glad you were able to make it at such short notice.
Our pleasure, Jingle. What's happening?
Well, you see, we're in a spot of bother.
Oh, no. Is there any issue with new PlayStations?
There hasn't been a mix-up with Christmas wish lists again. Last time that happened, it was so bad.
It took 30 elves to untangle that big ball of long wish lists.
No. It's a little more dire than that. We've noticed a pattern with some of the letters that have been sent to the North Pole. They're sadder than usual.
Oh, no!
Quite right. That was my reaction, too. It seems that some kids and even some adults have lost a little bit of hope this year.
Well, how can we help, Jingle?
Do you need us to travel around the world and speak to people again?
And camels?
Oh, no, I don't think that will be possible this year. Plus, we don't actually need to. We have a plan, and it means you won't need to leave the North Pole.
Ooh, what is it?
We're going to start sharing good news with people.
How are we going to do that?
With a show.
On what?
On good news.
Who's good news?
I don't know that yet.
And where can people watch the show?
What's going to happen during the show?
And how do you decide what good news even is?
And how are people going to know to watch it?
Okay. When I said we had a plan, I meant we had the beginning of a plan.
Oh.
But that's where you two come in. You were both so great last year, investigating the mystery of Moor. You're the right people, I mean elves, for the job. It's another mystery. What is good news and how do we share it?
I mean, when you put it like that, I suppose.
Plus, the big boss was the one to ask for you two.
He did?
Tell him we're on it.
We can give a few people a call, maybe set up a weekly meeting.
I'll make sure we have snacks for you, tinsel. We can spend a few months researching first.
And get a whole team of elves to help us.
Oh, right. There's one more thing I forgot to say.
Yes?
We need the show to go live before Christmas.
Before Christmas?
You know, you two are getting very good at always responding the same way.
But that's only a few weeks away.
I know. But if anyone can pull it together, it's you two. After all, this is Christmas we're talking about. If ever there was a time of joy we want people to know, happiness and hope, it's now. There's people relying on you.
Don't worry, Jingle. We've got this.
Leave it with us. We won't let you down.
I knew I could count on you. I'll catch up with you soon.
Holly, where do we start?
I don't know.
I thought you two could do with a head start. I have something in mind.
Miss Mistletoe! I forgot you were there!
What do we do?
I've set up a meeting for you with one of our experts, Ariana. I think they'll be able to help.
Thank you!
We're interrupting our podcast quickly to let you know about something very special coming up soon.
Our most favorite time of year is almost here, and we'd love to invite you to spend Christmas with us.
Here at Life, we have Christmas services taking place across Auckland, New Zealand, and Melbourne, Australia.
On Christmas Eve, while the adults have a carol service, Adventure Kids is hosting a special party for all the kids.
And then, on Christmas Day, we have a special one-hour family service where we all get to celebrate together.
So if you're in Auckland, you can find out more at christmasatlife.co.nz.
And for our Australian listeners, visit christmasatlife.com.au for Melbourne information.
We can't wait to spend Christmas with you!
Now, back to the investigation.
Holly, tinsel, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, I'm Ariana. I'm a Christmas specialist in our expert department. I believe you worked with my friend from this department last year, Amelia?
We did. She was wonderful.
She had great things to say about you too. Miss Mistletoe has filled me in on your situation. I think I'll be able to help.
Thanks so much. I started writing a list of all the places people could get news so we can figure out what we need to do. A video on their phone, a newspaper, a website, a poster, a letter, a photo, a show on YouTube.
Whoa there, Tinsel. These are all good options, but I think you're getting a bit ahead of yourself.
What do you mean?
There's plenty of options on how we tell people good news, but our first question should probably be, what is good news?
Oh.
Maybe we should look at some good news first.
Exactly what I was thinking. I know Amelia took you through a story last year, and I think it's the perfect example for this too. Should I share it with you again?
Yes, please.
I love this story.
Okay, so many, many years ago and far away, there was a young woman named Mary. She was engaged to be married to Joseph. They were both so excited about it, so it was a massive surprise when one day she was by herself and an angel named Gabriel appeared before her. He told her she was highly favored and that God was with her.
Ooh, look, I get goosebumps every time I hear this part.
Same. Mary was both excited and nervous all at once. Then the angel spoke again. Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You're pregnant and will have a son that you'll name Jesus. He'll be great and called the Son of God. God will put him in charge and his kingdom will never end. Mary was so confused and blurted out, how can this be? I'm not ready to have a kid. The angel replied, God will make it happen. You don't need to worry about a thing.
I mean, the angel was telling her like this was good news, but surely it wouldn't have felt like that at the time.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like the best news to get out of nowhere.
You're right, it was a big surprise. But isn't that what good news is? A surprise?
What do you mean?
If something is news to you, it means that you didn't already know it. Can you think of a time you got told good news? It was a surprise to you, wasn't it? Being told something so great that you didn't expect?
Oh, I see what you mean.
That's why Mary was so surprised, because she didn't expect this news from God. But she had started to see that God's plan was bigger than her own, so it was always going to be a surprise to her.
So, our first step is looking for news that people don't know already.
Or news that they had forgotten. And based on some of the letters we've received, I'd say there's a lot of good news around them that they've forgotten. Sometimes we can forget to listen out to the good news because we spend so much time hearing bad news.
So, how can we surprise people?
What can we do that people won't expect?
How did Jingle's camel get in here?
Well, that was certainly a surprise. Actually, that gives me an idea. I think I know who you can talk to next. Let me transfer you to my friend, Nick Nicholson, who hosts a show that's all about surprising people.
Hello, you're on with Nick Nicholson. Oh, hi there, Ariana. And short people.
Hi, Nick. Oh, these aren't short people. This is Holly and Tinsel. They're elves.
Oh, so sorry. How can I help you?
Holly and Tinsel are working on sharing good news from the North Pole and need some help. I was hoping you could help.
I would love to.
Perfect. You know so much about surprising people with good news after all, Nick. I've got to jump on another call, but I'll leave you all to talk. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Where to start? I suppose it'd be helpful to know what I do.
Yes, please.
I've been hosting my show, Unexpected Upgrades, for 13 years.
Wow! 13 years? What do you do on the show?
Well, you see, people nominate someone they think deserve a surprise, and we set one up for them. We actually filmed an episode yesterday. This daughter had nominated her mum for all her help during the school year doing it from home. While her mum went out to take the rubbish, our team of 150 people repainted her entire house.
Wait, what?
The entire house?
How is that even possible?
Well, if I could just brag about my team, they are very efficient. She had a very long driveway too.
How long could that driveway be?
We've definitely gotten good at what we do, but you should have seen her face when she got back. After starting off a little shocked, she was suddenly crying and hugging her daughter and jumping up and down. With so much time spent at home this year, she was just so happy that it all felt a little bit more fresh.
Aw, that's so beautiful.
That's such a nice surprise. Are they all like this?
Oh, no. We try to make each one unique to the people we are surprising. Their friends and families always help with that.
And do the people always love it?
Well, we've had a few that we thought weren't going to go well. One time, we had transformed someone's backyard into a mini theme park with a roller coaster.
Let me guess, while they had gone to take the bin out?
Oh, don't be silly. This takes much more time. It was when they had to walk down to the corner store to pick up some milk. What they didn't know is we'd gotten them a pet cow so they would always have fresh milk too. Anyway, when they came back, they were just so shocked they kept replying, "But where do I hang my clothes out to dry now?"
Oh, that would make me feel so bad.
I was a little scared, that's for sure. But once they had gotten a little used to the idea, they loved it. They spent the next 4 hours just riding the roller coaster over and over again. Plus, they discovered that hanging the clothes on the back of the roller coaster meant they dried so much quicker than any clothesline would have done.
Ooh, that sounds like so much fun!
It was. And I came to learn a very important lesson. Sometimes, what should be good news for someone doesn't actually seem like it to begin with. You see, when something has changed, sometimes we can get a little stuck, only thinking about what we've lost, and completely forget what we've now got instead.
I see. It can take us a while to see how good news is.
Exactly. But sometimes, the unexpected is exactly what we need. Whoops, looks like I've gotta go. We're about to film another episode. This one includes the world's biggest chocolate cake. I just hope we can fit it in their office. I'll talk to you later, Holly and Tinsel.
Thanks so much for your help, Nick.
Bye!
A cake bigger than their office?
That sounds huge!
That sounds delicious!
Oh well, it seems like they know what they're doing, you know? It got me thinking, Tinsel. You know when the angel appeared to Mary? That was definitely a surprise. Now I can kind of see how that's a good thing.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like what Ariana was saying. It's not really news if we know it's coming. Sometimes, I like to know exactly what's happening so I can plan. But if I knew everything before it happened, I would miss out on being surprised.
Yeah, it helps me see that if we want to know good news, we have to be okay with being surprised.
And there's no bigger surprise than finding out that God has something so much bigger planned than what you had thought.
That seems like a good place to start. Let's send Jingle an update and call it a day.
Whoa!
Is that chocolate cake?
Surprise!
The investigation continues soon. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss the next part of the adventure.